You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews. This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
Hello, I'm Drew Robinson, and this is Tech in 2, the coronavirus update from Wired. Brought to you by Quip. The Quip electric toothbrush is the only electric toothbrush that supports your tech briefing and is used by millions of happy, healthy mouths. Quip's electric toothbrush has sensitive sonic vibrations with a built-in timer and 30-second pulses. Plus, a new brush head, floss refill, and toothpaste are delivered every 3 months to keep your brush fresh. Sets start at $25. Get your first refill free at getquip.com/wired. Get quip.com/wired. Trump claims total authority. Point-of-care testing machines are on the way, and new financial projections look grim. Here's what you should know. After airing a campaign-style video at his coronavirus press conference on Monday, President Trump claims that when somebody's president of the United States, the authority is total. And that's the way it's got to be. It's total. It's total. And the governors know that. The rant was in reference to the idea that the president gets to decide when the country reopens, and not the nation's governors, a notion that most legal scholars agree is not true. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo has already promised to oppose the president if he tries to open the state for business too soon. Last week, an unpublished study in which a research team warned that respiratory droplets may travel more than 6 feet during exercise went viral, initiating a debate over whether certain activities are safe. So far, there are no published studies of the spread of coronavirus from one person to another in outdoor settings. Experts say it's still a good idea to exercise, but that it makes sense to distance as much as you can, whether that means avoiding crowded spaces or using technology as a way to exercise in the remote company of friends. A wide range of companies are developing test machines to be deployed to hospitals, doctors' offices, airports, and maybe even people's homes. These machines, generally the size of a countertop kitchen appliance, can be used to test patients right at the point of care, yielding results within an hour. The FDA has recently handed out emergency approvals for 4 of these decentralized testing platforms, which are starting to expand and diversify testing capabilities. The International Monetary Fund is now projecting a recession far worse than the 2008 financial crisis. In a revision to its earlier forecast, the IMF said global GDP growth will fall to -3% this year, a drastic downgrade from its January forecast of +6.3%. Want more news you can use? Sign up for the Tech in 2 newsletter at wired.com/tt.